Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Ka'Chava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Try their newest flavors, like the limited edition Chocolate Mint. With Ka'Chava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code FITNESS for 15% off.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. So we're going to change the podcast a little bit. So the podcast is going to be on a daily basis from now on. So whenever you want to listen to the podcast, whenever you're driving, you can listen to the podcast. I'm going to be exploring like different subjects every day. So if you have nothing to do and you like listening to the podcast, please do listen to the podcast. I appreciate it. Again, it's going to keep you learning all the time because some of my students say that we don't have people to talk to or we're not inspired to like learn English outside of class. And maybe this is going to give you the push that you needed before. So hopefully the podcast is going to help you a lot. But yeah. So today's topic is, why do we fear change more than failure? I know this question has been on your mind for a long time, so hopefully today we are going to unpack it. So let's be honest, most of us have failed before. We messed up exams, relationships, jobs, diets, goals. Future isn't fun. It's not a fun thing. But it's something familiar to us. We know how to live with it. We know how to recover from it. But change scares us in different ways. Change feels walking into a dark room with no light switch. We don't know what's coming next. We don't know what version of yourself you'll have to become. And that's the real fear. If you don't know what's coming and what's to expect, it just makes you frustrated. Let's talk about the brain chemistry, why the brain loves this predictability. Our brain is built up to keep us alive. It wants you to stay alive all the time. Your brain doesn't want you to die all the time. It keeps you in this survival mode, but it doesn't really pay attention to whether it should make us successful or not. Your brain only wants to keep you alive, but not make you a successful person. So anything that is unfamiliar, even if it's better for us, it is treated as danger, right? That's why we stay in routines all the time, even when they sort of like drain us, right? Some people love routine. They do the same thing all the time. And even if it makes you bored, makes you like have like no meaning in life, you still do it. Because again, to the brain, it's something that is safe, right? And that's why people, you know, say, better the devil you know, right? Meaning people prefer a bad situation they understand over something unfamiliar, right? Or new to them that they don't understand. So in a way, predictable misery feels to us safer than predictable potential. Let's talk about change and the way it threatens our identity. So when you change something big, like your job, your goals, your habits, you're not just changing your environment, you are changing yourself. And that creates self-doubt, fear of expectations, fear of pressure, fear of becoming someone else. Change forces you to reword your story. And that's not comfortable. It is something you don't like throughout your life. But in a way, fear of failure is clear. But change is so uncertain. Failure has this recognizable shape, right? You see it, you feel it, you can define it. But change is so abstract. It's like standing on the edge of a cliff, not knowing if there is a soft landing or a hard one. That uncertainty is heavy. It makes people play it safe. Even when safety is secretly a cage, but you want to play it safe. A lot of people don't fear change. They fear people's reaction to their change. You fear being judged, right? You fear being misunderstood. You fear outgrowing people you care about. Sometimes staying the same feels easier than explaining who you're becoming. But comfort zones are warm, you know? It's something that is familiar to you, something predictable, like a routine. You wake up every morning, you have breakfast, you go to work, you do your work, come back, you go to the gym. After the gym, I don't know, you probably join a Lura course or like a Spanish course. After the Spanish course, you watch your favorite Netflix series. After that, I don't know, you go to sleep, then you wake up, maybe you read a bit. It's something that you do every time. It makes you familiar with it, right? Something that is that makes you, right? But comfort.
Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's all-in-one whole body shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Try their newest flavors, like the limited edition chocolate mint. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, KACHAVA.com, and use code FITNESS for 15% off.
Comfort doesn't mean progress. If you are doing the same thing all the time, it doesn't mean you are progressing in some way. Comfort only means you are surviving and not growing so much. But although I think I'd say if you're studying English, you are progressing. But if you're doing something just oddly and moving, or something that's just routine, something that doesn't really, maybe something stagnant as part of your routine, I'd say that's not progress. So growth hurts, but staying the same hurts too, right? You always and constantly debating whether you should embrace the change, but with a little bit of a pinch of pain. Or you just want to stay the same and be necessary, maybe not necessarily happy, but be contented with it, right? So you have to choose between changing or embracing that change and staying the same and be comfortable with it, right? So in a way, maybe we don't fear failure at all. Failure is just too loud, but it's familiar to us. change is silent, but again, it's unknown to us. The unknown is where most people stop. But here is the uncomfortable truth that I want you to know. Everything you want, confidence, peace, opportunities, better relationships, a better life, is always on the other side of that change you're avoiding. You cannot have something that you want, something new for your life, without changing, right? You have to change something about you. You have to start to embrace that change. Sometimes, you know, let's say I'm an overweight person and I want to lose some weight, but, you know, I have my routine. I have a particular diet that I follow, and I don't want to just stray away from this, right? I want to like eat the food that I eat, that I like. I don't want to be on a protein diet. I don't want to eat salads, right? I don't like salads, right? So maybe I like high fatty, sugary diet. That's something that I enjoy the most. That's routine to you. But again, you are overweight, right? And you want to change, right? You want to change that fact about you. You don't like that you're overweight, and you want to change that fact about you. You have to be ready to embrace the pain that comes with change, right? Meaning getting rid of everything that you do throughout the day. Your routine is going to change. If you really want to lose that fat, you have to, instead of living a sedentary life, you have to move, you have to go out, you have to go on walks. It doesn't necessarily start with the gym. It starts with just regular walks. Just be moving all the time, like move for like, walk for an hour or half an hour instead of, taking the car to get groceries. You can just walk, right? If it's close or it's nearby, you can walk there, right? And start to cut on sugar or fatty product, maybe eat less, right? Naturally, your body is going to be eating from the food reserve that it has. And in the long run, yes, again, change is going to be painful for you, but you will embrace it. You will start to see change and you will be happy about yourself. So anything that you want to change about yourself, let's say I am, again, I'm a lazy student. I don't study well. I don't pay attention to class. I always have, probably closer to zeros in tests, probably ones, twos, maybe below average tests, not necessarily zero. That's like the extreme end of it. But, and I want to be better at what I'm doing, right? And I usually have a routine. If I'm lazy, I go to school. Let's say I get out of school. I don't do the homework. I don't pay attention to class. That's the routine that I like. That's comfortable. But if I want to change, I need to get rid of that, right? I need to change the course of my life to be able to be a new person, right? I have to embrace change, although it's going to be painful because if I want to change and get good grades, I have to pay attention in class, ask questions, do a lot of homework, a lot of exercise at home. That way I can become better at the subject, do maybe extra hours, ask someone to tutor me. There is so much that you have to do that is unfamiliar, that is probably painful, that could lead you to the newer path, the newer you, the you that is good in class or is high achiever as opposed to low achiever. The other thing, maybe another situation is probably work, right? Some people work on a daily basis and they feel like, they're not progressing a lot at work. They're doing the same thing. They've been paid the same salary for years on end, and they're not happy about that. They want, to get promoted? Do you want something else? Do you want to get a better salary? And do you want the life to be a little bit different? You have to break out of that routine that you have. Maybe you're just delegating tasks, doing routine office work every time. You have to start taking initiative if your manager says there is this thing and you know that you don't know anything about. You're like, I can learn. I want to learn this. You can just spend the weekend learning that, learning something new. And again, learning English is a good thing. If you work in a company and the company is, you have French, everything is done in French, and you learn in English, maybe there is a new position that requires you, someone who speaks English. And again, if you learn English, you are going to be the perfect fit for that particular job. And then again, it's something that you embrace. You're going to break out of your routine, doing the same thing, going home, doing the boring stuff that you usually do. Sorry, not necessarily boring, but the routine stuff that you usually do. And and then, yeah. And then again, with your situation with your manager is going to propose something that is new to you and you just take it. I guess most of you, whenever you don't want to change, you refuse everything that is given to you by your manager, and that's it. And that's why you stay the same for years and you don't improve a lot. But yeah, hopefully this is the this podcast was interesting, because this is the first try of the free podcast. Hopefully it's something to your liking. Thank you for listening, and bye.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.